Just on a personal note, I want to thank all of you for all of the cards and remembrances when I was out of commission a little bit last month, and it was really so nice to be remembered and prayed for. So thank you. I want to acknowledge that. Our scripture today is a very personal one to me, and I'll explain that as we go along. It's from 2 Peter, a place we don't venture to that often. 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to start the reading at verse 10 and read through verse 20. 2 Peter chapter 1. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I will always remind you of these things. Even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have, I think it is right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body, because I know that I will soon put it aside, as my Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me. And I will make every effort to see that after my departure, you will always be able to remember these things. We did not follow cleverly invented stories when we told you about the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty. For He received honor and glory from God the Father when the voice came to Him from the majestic glory, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With Him I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with Him on the sacred mountain. And we have the word of the prophets made more certain, and you will do well to pay attention to it as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Above all, you must understand that no prophecy of Scripture comes about by the prophet's own interpretation. We'll stop there. Just as we get started today, a differentiation for you. A reminder is a sticky note that you stick on the refrigerator that says, "Remember Mary Beth's anniversary." Or it's a text you receive or a phone call you receive from your doctor's office that says, "Remember your appointment on Tuesday of next week." Or it's an empty pill container sitting on the counter reminding you that you've got to get to the pharmacy because you're out of such and such a drug. Those are reminders. A reminder is a person who reminds. Do you get the difference here? A person who does the reminding. And I'll talk about that as we go along today. A reminder is a person who reminds. All right, a little personal history to start with today. When I first went to college, I didn't have a clue about going into the ministry. Never even crossed my mind. And then somewhere along the way, a academic counselor, Dr. Cy Vogue, by name, sat down with me, and he said to me one day, right out of the clear blue, but it wasn't really out of the clear blue, he said to me, "Well, when are you going to start taking classes to get ready to go into the ministry?" Uh, And that was my reaction. I had no idea, it never crossed my mind. And after, literally, after he said that, it was all I could think about. I started out, I was going to be a forest ranger sitting in the woods looking for forest fires. And then after that, I was going to be a college professor teaching English. And then all of a sudden, I'm on a fast track for seminary. And I fell in love with preaching and teaching. I enjoyed doing that so much. And I learned from some wonderful, wonderful instructors in that area. And I began to study the great preachers of the day, people like Billy Graham, Louis Palau, and John Guest at the time was a great evangelist. And then I said to myself, these are evangelists who are going around preaching to people who've never heard the Word of God before or who aren't familiar with Jesus at all. But I'm going to be heading into a church ministry where people have heard it all before. They've heard it many times. So what kind of preaching, Lord, am I going to be involved in? I want to understand it because I want to be passionate about it. And then the Lord leads me to 2 Peter chapter 1. And these words, I will always remind you of these things, even though you know them and are firmly established in the truth you now have. I think it's right to refresh your memory as long as I live in the tent of this body. When I came across those words, it was like a revelation from God. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what I want you to commit your life to. Reminding people again and again and again and again of truths that they already know. Wonderful truths that change people's lives, but truths we so easily forget. Peter's job, after the Lord went back to heaven, Peter's job was to be a pastor to the new converts in Jerusalem especially. And now mind you, they didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a beautiful sanctuary like this to worship in from week to week. They met in homes. Jesus, the idea of Jesus and this person of Jesus that they heard about was all new to them. They were surrounded by religions, Roman religions and Judaism and all of these things, and now they had this new gospel about Jesus and the cross and what he did on the cross and about this miraculous resurrection and about eternal life in Jesus' name and all of these new concepts to people. And Peter says here, my job, I know it from God, is to keep on preaching these things and reminding people again and again and again, Jesus came for you. This gospel is about you, and it's the only way by which a person can be saved. And he goes on in this passage, as I just read it to you, in the second part of this passage, and he says, and we were eyewitnesses to all of this. We saw Jesus in the flesh, but also in all of his glory. Remember, Peter was one who saw him transfigured, and he caught a glimpse of the resurrected Jesus, the glorified Jesus. And he said, we were also ear witnesses to everything that Jesus taught. And, he said, the Holy Spirit made it clear to us that all of the things that were written about Jesus in the Old Testament were written about Jesus. They were prophecies of the Lamb who would be slain, who would take away the whole sacrifice system because he would be the once-for-all sacrifice for sin. And all of these things, he said, I'm going to just keep on reminding people of that because I'm a reminder. And I always will be as long as I draw breath. I'll teach them over and over again. And I'll remember that this is not new stuff. We're not breaking new ground here. We're going over the same stuff again and again and again. And when I read that passage, I said, there it is. That's me. That's the path I'm going to follow. That's the cause I'm going to train for and dedicate my life to. And I've enjoyed the years of ministry I've had preaching that same old gospel in different ways again and again and again and again. To remind, the word means to refresh the memory. And it's a Greek word in our passage here, and it means to bring to remembrance something. Like a grocery list, for instance. I do the grocery shopping in our family, and Judy could stand in the kitchen and say, well, we're going to need eggs, we're going to need milk, we're going to need blah, 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 and list a whole bunch of things. And I'd get to the store and go, what was that again? And that's happened, believe me, several times. But that grocery list is a reminder of the things that I need to remember and call to mind. When you sit down with a wedding book on your lap, it's a reminder of a pleasant experience that you had back when so-and-so got married or you got married. Or maybe a family album. Those are reminders. And again, you can't stress this enough. We're usually reminded of things that we already know. We've already been there. We already know this stuff. But again, it's so important that we go over it because we tend to forget. Now, good preaching, this is a little aside here, good preaching really is proclaiming the gospel and teaching God's word and teaching the good news, and we do it again and again and again and again and again. We explain it. Missionaries go out into the world, and many times missionaries are proclaiming the gospel to people who've never heard it before. But in a place like Grand Rapids, Michigan, Wyoming, that's not the case. Our mission field is different because here people have seen church steeples all over the place. People have heard the name of Jesus Christ again and again. Now, granted, many people have twisted ideas and so on about what Christianity is really all about, what church is all about. They are prejudiced against Christians many times because they've been hurt by Christians. I can't tell you how many times I have run into people who have 20 years in the past been hurt by another Christian and still carry that hurt with them to this day. In fact, I would go out on a limb and say, it's our biggest mission field. That group of people. People who've heard about Jesus, but who have been hurt by other believers or by the church or by something that's happened in their past. And so again, we get back to this whole idea of preaching. Our mission is to remind people that this isn't about us. It's about Jesus, and it's about God's love for us in Jesus. And even when prejudice is strong and there's a lack of knowledge about the Bible, we keep going over this same material, the same things again and again to remind people, forgetting. That's what this is all about, really. Forgetting happens all the time, and it opens the door to personal problems of every kind. When we begin to forget the gospel, we get anxious, we get fearful, we experience other personal problems, we go back to feeling guilty again, we have trouble with anger, we have trouble with insecurity, our self-esteem may plummet. All of those things happen because we forget who we are as believers in Jesus Christ. And so this business of reminding is tremendously important. Also, forgetting, which all of us do, opens the door to bad teaching. And Peter here dedicates almost the entire 2 Peter letter to warnings about bad teachers. And there were plenty of them in his day. The Judaizers were going around telling everybody, you got to be a Jew first and you got to carry out all the tenets of the law or God won't like you. Of course, that's not the gospel. And the Gnostics had a different take on things that twisted the original gospel all out of shape. And all of these Roman religions are out there. And Peter is saying, no, you gotta remember the basic tenets of Christianity. You gotta remember, or otherwise these bad teachers will come in and they'll gain a foothold in a church. And believe me, we're seeing that happen in our day and age. Big time. I can remember years ago in the Reformed Church, one of the ministers that I looked up to tremendously started to preach that there might be other ways to get to heaven out there besides Jesus. Can you imagine that? That there might be other ways to get to heaven besides Jesus Christ. And he preached that, and his congregation, not only didn't they not say anything, but a whole bunch of ministers agreed with him. They forget so quickly, don't we? And when we forget, we open ourselves to bad teaching. Acts chapter 4, it's by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead. This man stands before you healed. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Can it be any clearer than that? No man comes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. Can it be any clearer than that? And yet, bad teaching creeps into the church. Why? Because we tend to forget the basics of God's Word and the basics of our faith. Right now, we live in an age where the gospel is being questioned big time. The whole idea of sin is being brought up. Is it real? Is there such a thing as sin, or is Christianity just trying to lay a guilt trip on everybody to make them subservient and weak? Is hell real? Is the wrath of God a real thing, or is God really just a big teddy bear? Is punishment, eternal punishment, a real concept? All of these things, along with the cross itself, are being brought into question within our churches. And the answer, or the question is, why? How could this ever happen? It's because we forget the basics. We need to be reminded. Why is it so important that God brings reminders into your life and into my life? Why is it so important that He makes us part of a church family and puts us under the preaching and teaching of reminders? Because we forget so easily. All of these wonderful life-changing truths and promises that God gives us, we tend to let them slip away. And we need to be reminded of them over and over again. We forget that God loves us so much that He wants to spend time with us, and so we start skipping our prayer life. We forget that we're valuable and precious to the Lord Jesus, and so we start to feel worthless and a burden to people. We forget that we are forgiven for sins that we've confessed to Jesus, and so we still go around feeling terrible about them. We forget that we're getting younger on the inside, even though our bodies are aging, and so we start to feel old and useless and tired. We forget that the best is yet to come, and so we get frustrated by things that we can't do anymore. We forget that people are God's precious gifts to us, and they're our family, and so we start taking them for granted, and we don't treat them very well sometimes. We forget that God loves me so much that He's going to work to change me and not leave me as I am. And so we wind up fighting Him and being stubborn. We forget that we are always, always, always near a God who is listening to us and attentive to our needs, and so we start to feel lonely. We forget that our God is a rescuer and a shelter in the time of storm and a rock. And so we start to feel scared and anxious. We forget that He's in control of the world, that He's in control of politics, that He's in control of this election, that He's in control of everything. And so we start to fret about the future and where our country's going. We could go on and on. Forgetting affects us. It affects our day-to-day lives. It affects how we feel about ourselves. It affects the way we process life. And the point is, we so easily forget, and then we pay the price. It's not stuff we don't know. It's not stuff we haven't heard. It may be stuff that we become a little overfamiliar with. But oh, it's good to hear it again, isn't it? It is good to hear the truth again and again and again. And God has a way of just taking that and hitting us and changing us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows how easily we forget and get distracted. He knows how easily life can just swallow us until we forget these basic truths about who we are and where we're going, and who's really in control. And we're not alone in this. Peter, he knew God was in control. He knew Jesus. He saw His miracles. He saw the resurrected Christ. And yet, he forgot, and he panicked, and he denied his Lord. And how about John? He'd had his feet washed by Jesus and heard his teaching on being humble and submitting, and yet here he is forgetting and saying to Jesus, "Can I be great in your kingdom?" And how about Thomas? He'd heard Jesus say, "I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to be crucified there for your sake, and then I'm going to rise from the dead." And here's Thomas saying, "Unless I see his hands and feet, I'm not going to believe that Jesus is risen." So don't think you're not in good company. We all forget. The other disciples realize this too. Listen to what they say. This is Paul. "I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with knowledge, and competent to instruct one another. Yet I've written you quite boldly on some points to remind you of them again because of the grace God gave to me." Then in another place he writes this, "It's no problem for me to write the same things to you again and again, for it's a safeguard to you." And then John writes something similar to that. He says, "You have an anointing from the Holy One, and all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you don't know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth. And so I write to remind you," he says. It's amazing when we get into this, just how powerful all of this is. God seeking to remind us of these truths. Are these truths important? Do you ever forget who you are? Do you ever forget who God is? Do you ever forget His heart? Do you ever forget what's really going on? Who's really in control? Do you ever forget that Jesus and what He did for us on the cross is the only way by which we might be saved? Simple faith in Him. Do you ever forget what's really important, who's really important, and what's not important? Do you ever forget prayer, worship, Bible reading, living day by day with Jesus? Somebody wrote this little summary about the importance of the gospel. Because of what He has done, this Bible scholar wrote, because of what He has done, because Jesus died, He can offer forgiveness. Because Jesus rose from the dead, He can give us life and victory. Forgiveness, life, and victory gives us an identity. We now live forgiven, abundant, victorious lives. Our lives are not perfect since we still experience pain and suffering. However, our hope is firm because it's based on Jesus' victory over death. That's just a little capsule summary of the basic essential truths of the gospel and truths we need to hear again and again and again. And it gets real personal after that, because if you believe that that's true, then here's what comes out of all of it. I'm forgiven. I'm reconciled with God. I'm rescued. I'm redeemed. I'm free. I'm bought with a price. I belong to God. I'm known by God. I'm chosen. I'm justified before God. I'm accepted. I'm saved. I'm alive. I'm loved. I'm taken care of. And I always will be. And on the list goes. Do you need with me to be reminded again and again and again of those tremendous, life-changing truths? Well, prepare to be reminded. I speak now for Pastor Harry, Pastor Garrett, Pastor Harvey, and Pastor Mark. As long as we live, as long as the Lord gives us breath, the preaching and teaching of this church will be the same stuff. It won't be breaking new ground. It won't be revealing exotic new doctrines or new takes on the Bible. It will be the same stuff over and over and over again. The reason is because that's what God has called us to do. We are called to be God's reminders. And that we shall do. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the way that your word just continues to remind us of who we are. We need to hear that again and again, Father, because we confess that we forget. So keep us close. Work through the preaching and teaching of your word to remind us of these great truths of your love for us, of your forgiveness of our sins in Jesus Christ, and of the glorious future that you have in store for us. Remind us that the best is yet to come, that we have everything in the world to look forward to, that we have every reason in the world to have a smile on our face. Remind us how fortunate we are to be part of a loving church family. Remind us, Father, that you will always and forever care for us and take care of us and provide for us. We praise you and we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.